October 24th is a clear day in Duncan. On the north side of town, cars move along Country Club Road, some heading home, some just avoiding the heavier traffic of US 81. A particular stretch is tree-lined and picturesque, but as people travel, the scene is broken by a small roadside memorial, a makeshift collection of flowers, trinkets, a photograph, and a cross bearing the name of the young man who fell victim there to a random act of violence. As the sun sets, thoughts of what happened in August on that spot are on the minds of everyone at Sportsman's Park, 3 miles away. For some, those thoughts are of a lost friend. For others, of how their town has been changed by a senseless crime. The incident has affected many, and that's why they've come to Sportsman's Park, to share in their grief and begin to move forward. But how they're doing that is a bit unusual, with hot dogs, lawn chairs, familiar songs, and a game. It's Chris Lane night at the ballpark, and it's a night for healing through baseball. In August, Chris Lane was in Duncan to visit his girlfriend, Sarah Harper, and her family. He had met Harper at Redlands Community College in El Reno, where he played baseball and she played golf. Though still together, they split schools after Redlands. Harper moved on to Oklahoma Christian University in Edmond. Lane took a scholarship at East Central University in Ada. They were both preparing to head back to school at the end of the month. On August 16th, Lane went for a jog, his route taking him onto Country Club Road. As he ran, a black Honda Civic approached him from the rear. A passenger in the car fired a gun, and Lane was struck in the back. A 911 call was made at 2:57 p.m. At 3:47 p.m., Lane was pronounced dead at Duncan Regional Hospital. A few hours later, 3 arrests were made. Duncan police said at first the suspects were uncooperative, but eventually one confessed to what had happened. In a stunning turn, it was revealed the 3 suspects, ages 15, 16, and 17, were simply bored and wanted to see someone die. Police found no connection between the suspects and the victim, meaning Chris Lane was dead at age 22 from a random act of violence, half a world away from his home. An Australian, Lane's death sparked pointed reactions towards the United States in his home country, as Australian officials decried the state of U.S. gun laws. His family refused to be drawn into the storm, but former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer even went so far as to say Australians should boycott the United States to force action on gun control. National media from both the U.S. and Australia descended on Duncan at the suspect's arraignment hearings. All of a sudden, the actions of 3 teenagers had turned a quiet town in Stevens County into a touchstone of international controversy. The days and weeks that followed were filled with strong emotions at Redlands, at East Central, and in Duncan. Finding a way to deal with those feelings led to the scheduling of Chris Lane Night, using the game Lane loved to help everyone heal. Jeff Williams is the athletic director at East Central. He and Matt Nugent, baseball coach and athletic director at Redlands, were the driving forces in making Chris Lane Night happen. He says scheduling the game was important for the 2 schools and the city to move forward, but also to support each other as they do.
We've, through distance, reached out to each other for the last couple of months, and tonight we got to come together in a single place. The Duncan community, I know this has gone a long way for them just because people believe in them, you know, and I know in the press it's been tough on them, and we as East Central wanted to do this is just to say we believe you and you, we're behind you, and so that's why I believe it was important, was it for us to take a stand and just say we believe in what you guys do there, and we're going to come and support you.
John Hargrave, the East Central president, says Duncan citizens responded strongly once the game was announced.
The response to this has been wonderful. We called the state representative, state senator. We called the mayor. They were all so excited. We came down and spoke with the Rotary Club. We asked if somebody could feed the teams. There were so many people volunteered to feed our teams that we had to pick who was going to do it. Have full stands here. The community's been really supportive, and I think from now on these communities will all have a bond that this has created.
Duncan Mayor Gene Brown says that response came because citizens recognized the opportunity to show what their community is actually like, rather than what some might perceive from the tragedy.
It was such a great idea for our community because it aids in the healing process. Anytime you can get the entities together for the same cause and reason, that is to prove that we're not everything people were saying, because, you know, people that didn't know Duncan didn't know it that, but people that knew Duncan knew that it was not the norm.
Duncan citizens are trying to rebuild the city's reputation not just with their efforts for Chris Lane Night, but also within the community. Brown says there's been an increase in participation in programs designed to help local youth and that community spirit has gotten stronger. Residents are also making a statement with their wallets. A memorial run was held on Labor Day, and that event raised over $9,000 for a scholarship in Lane's name. Through donations made at the game and other sources, this event will raise almost $3,000 for a scholarship that, due to restrictions on the two participating schools, will be awarded by Duncan High School. As Duncan works to heal its psyche, the two schools are working to ease the pain of losing a promising student. Jack Bryant is the acting president of Redlands, and he says Chris Lane will be missed by people at all levels of that institution.
Chris was extremely well-liked by all of his fellow students, by his professors, the staff at the college. He was a young man when he walked into the room lit up. People were drawn to him. He always had a smile, always had a kind word for people, so it's been very good for us as well. We've got a lot of our staff down here today as well, and so we all needed this healing process. We really did.
Teammates took the chance to share their memories of Chris Lane, the person. Max Fowler was Lane's teammate at Redlands and is now an assistant coach there.
Chris, he was, I guess you could say, your classic Aussie. He was, he's always trying to stress his Australian ways over ours. And a lot of times he was right. He was very smart and very very political kid. He knew his worldviews and he was good at it. He was great. I wish more people could have met him and got to know him. I mean, we miss him every day. We talk about him every day. He was number one guy. He really was.
Cale Russell is a catcher for East Central and says Lane was one who made the players a team.
He was just a warm-hearted guy. He was a team guy. He was always there for people. He was that shoulder to lean on when people were down. He was always in a good spirit. He kind of acted like the glue of the team, kept everybody together. You know, if there was something going on, he would help out. And, I mean, he really acted like the glue, the bonding agent that kept our team as a unit.
Jeff Williams says Lane was one who grasped the real purpose of his athletic scholarship.
Chris was a remarkable student athlete. And when I say the term student athlete today, a lot of people, I don't think they really understand what that means for a Division II or a junior college student. The reason these kids are here is to go to school. He saw baseball as a pathway, as an opportunity. Chris cared a lot about earning his degree, and that's what he was on track to do, and that's what he came to America to do. He had had the debate in his mind about whether to pursue baseball as a career or pursue a professional life, with a degree, and that's what he was doing. And that's what really impressed me.
Chris Lane Night is the first chance that many of Lane's former coaches, teammates, and teachers have had to formally deal with their emotions. But Jack Bryant says it won't be the last.
Well, actually, in the spring, we'll actually host another game at ECU. By then, Chris's family will be able to come to America. We're going to retire his Redlands jersey as well as the ECU jersey at that event. So we'll actually permanently retire number 2 and number 7 at both of our schools and be able to honor the family at that time.
In addition to the jersey retirements, there are other remembrances on the way. Bryant says Lane will be put into the Redlands Athletic Hall of Fame. A former Redlands teammate started an online fund to help Lane's family travel to Oklahoma in the spring, with leftover funds going to help baseball programs in Australia. A petition on change.org was started to support the building of a Chris Lane Memorial Field in Australia for the country's growing Little League program. Both schools have started scholarships in Lane's name. As for the game itself, it was well attended, and Sarah Harper, Lane's girlfriend, threw out the first pitch. The contest itself is part of what's called fall ball, a short season of what are essentially scrimmages. Officially, it doesn't count for anything but practice. But that doesn't mean both teams aren't trying to win. The final score is one that can only happen in a practice game, a 3-3 tie. Perhaps that's fitting. There's only one loss to be mourned, and three communities are left on shared ground to face the days ahead. For KCCU, I'm Clinton Whedon.